Welcome to The Coach Approach, NSWC Carter Rock's podcast for maximizing your personal and professional growth. I'm Jamie Wilson, Carter Rock's Coaching Program Manager. Join us each month for The Coach Approach to hear leaders at all levels shed light on what coaching is and the amazing benefits it offers. Listen as they share their personal testimonies about how partnering with a coach was transformational by using self-reflection to discover hidden talents, higher potential, and even obstacles that once prevented their forward movement. So whether you're ready to go to the next level, seeking a promotion, or want more self-confidence, The Coach Approach is the right place for you. Joining us today is Nicole Mead, the Coaching Program Manager for the Defense Information Systems Agency, better known as DISA. Hi, Nicole. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners about yourself before we get started?
Sure, Jamie. First of all, I'm thrilled to be here. Congratulations on the podcast. This makes me very excited to be sharing the love of coaching, you know, beyond traditional means. And as the coaching program manager at DISA, I've been around coaching for, I got to DISA in 2018, and I had just learned about this world called coaching. So I'm only in this about 6 years now, but the transformation, as you talked about in your introduction, is absolutely true. So this is, you know, my story is one from zero awareness of this thing called coaching to just seeing the magic that can happen when we connect our federal workforce to this amazing free resource for all.
Right. Thank you. Well, the listeners and I would love to hear more about the self-awareness aspect of coaching, as well as your personal testimony of how coaching has impacted you. Would you mind to share?
Absolutely. Self-awareness, that's, as I started the coaching, my own coaching journey, again, just learning about what coaching is, that's where I really started to take that first look inward. That wasn't something that I normally did. I was not really a reflective person. And so, that's a big step to to look in. And it is hard. And I, you know, I think that that's where a lot of people are reluctant to come to coaching because we're asking, you know, we're asking of ourselves to look within. And we've all been through a lot, and it's not all good. And it's not things that, you know, we sometimes want to think about and talk about. But the approach that I take with self-awareness is today forward. Perfect. So where am I today? And is that different or the same than before today? So I like to clump it into today and before today, because today puts me in the present where I can make the choices that are aligned with me. Does this serve me? Yes or no? It may have served me yesterday, but it may not serve me today. And to me, that's what self-awareness is. It's being able to start every today and say, this is what I choose for me. This aligns with me. And to understand me, I had to dig deep. We have shared many conversations and many tears over
right
through this channel of coaching. And yeah, it's rough, it's emotional, and I think it's that disconnect when we do see things from the past that don't feel right anymore, that don't seem that that's not me anymore. And through coaching, we're able to ask those questions of ourselves. You know, we're in this world of mentoring, and the definitions that we are working definitions of mentoring and coaching is mentoring is pouring wisdom in. Someone has this knowledge that they're pouring into you, but it's the wisdom is coming from somewhere else, from someone else.
Right.
And it may or may not apply to you because it's theirs. But through coaching, it's pulling wisdom out. It's bringing out my wisdom about me because I'm the subject matter expert in me.
Exactly.
And through this coaching process for myself, it was becoming a subject matter expert in myself. What do I like? What don't I like? I'm a federal employee. What does that mean? What does that look like? How does Nicole federal government? What does I don't have? You know, I had to learn, you know, when I started asking myself those questions, then I was like, oh, how do I do this? How am I as a federal worker? What does this look like? What is the work that I like to do? I don't like to do this. This doesn't feel right. And just being in that today of noticing this works, this doesn't, you know what? I don't really like this thing. I found that I'm not a data girl. I give me the results that I can ponder and think through, but actually getting into a mechanism to extract data, that's my quicksand. Like I can do it, but that doesn't, I'm not good at it because I don't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And through coaching, through the multitudes of leadership assessments and data that we, you know, that I've received about myself through all of these different programs and through coaching, I'm using this data to learn, yeah, I'm not an in the weeds data person, and that's okay because others are.
Right. Right.
And what you have, I don't, and what I don't, you have, which is why when we can bring our worlds together, we hit all aspects of things.
Exactly. That self-discovery is very powerful, isn't it?
It's everything. And it takes, you know, I'm a word nerd. Words mean things. Words really mean things. And words matter. And two words that are around this coaching world, this, you know, better, this doing better for ourselves, this whole industry, self-help kind of stuff that's out there. Brené Brown is really one that uses the words of courage and bravery. And I never thought about those words in the same conversation as myself. I never thought of myself as brave. I never thought of myself as courageous or having courage. But just in this conversation right here, just talking about the process and everything that I went through before today to get to today, there was some really heavy stuff. But I sat through it. I sat in it. I sat with it. And I learned it and I understood it. And I don't always have to get it and I don't always have to accept it or whatever, but it's there. It, you know, okay. Again, that's my before today. And it may not match where I am now, and that's okay because I'm in today. And today forward, this is how I choose to be. This is how I want to be. This aligns with me. These people, these things, these tasks, my tribe, my community, my workspace, my agency, like the ripple effect is huge of what your community is, of when you choose what you want rather than constantly pushing away what you don't want. The world is full of things that we don't want. A million billion, 110 billion, that's my new word. There's 110 billion things out there that are negatives or things that we don't want. But the balance of nature says that there's also 110 billion positive things out there to focus on as well. Exactly. So what do you choose? What do you choose? And coaching helps us understand what we want to choose for ourselves. What's the right thing for me?
Right. So what I'm hearing you say is the self-discovery is extremely powerful in learning how to be your authentic self.
Absolutely. That's the word. That and I was newly introduced to that word at my job at DISA. One of my colleagues, Dr. Scott Conger, wrote his PhD dissertation on authentic leadership. And that's really my first introduction into that word. And he's one of our federal coaches now. And it just pairs up beautifully because that's what it is. Who am I? Who is this authentic Nicole? And, you know, I'm proud to say that I can hold objectively in my hand this thing called Nicole, and with great confidence describe her and the magical rainbow unicorn that she is. Because the data tells me so. All of my assessments, all of this information that I've learned from these assessments and from my own wisdom drawn out through this coaching process, everything points to that I'm a rainbow unicorn. So that's how I live and align myself. And it's a magical world.
It's a wonderful thing, right? I mean, you know, like you've, I've heard you say so many times before, there's a million ways to do a million different things. We're all diverse, different, you know, mm-hmm. We're not supposed to be like someone else. We're supposed to be right. us.
And that's where it's so important is we have to advocate for ourselves. And that's what coaching does. It helps me find my voice so I can say, this is what I need. This is what I want. This is what is important to me. And I am going to do those things that align with that. But until we find that voice, whose voice is it if it's not mine?
Right.
So that unpacking process is scary, but whoo. It's so good on the other side. It really is.
It brings so much freedom, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that there's no better word to describe it because there's just no conditions anymore. I can be unapologetically Nicole as a magical rainbow unicorn in a ones and zeros world and be successful.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, anything else you'd like to add before we end the interview?
I just want to just encourage everyone just to give it a try. Just meet with a coach one time, no harm, no foul. Just see what this thing is. The only way you can really experience what coaching is to meet with a coach. Just try it out. You know, like you were saying in the beginning, if you've got a transition, a change, you want confidence, whatever it is, if you want to talk through it, you know, a plan, get a thinking partner to, you know, see what you can do, see what, you know, what's possible for you. Coaching is a safe space to just have that conversation for you, have that time for you. So I just encourage everyone to reach out to your local coaching program manager. And get connected with a coach.
Sounds amazing. Well, Nicole, thank you for sharing your valuable insights. I always love hearing your passion, the passion that you bring to coaching. You know how amazing I think you are. You're just great.
Thank you.
For everyone, thank you for joining this episode of The Coach Approach, brought to you by NSWC Carterox Coaching Program. If you want to learn more about coaching, visit NSWC Carterox Coaching Program SharePoint site. If you want to request a coach, contact Jamie Wilson at 301-335-0492 or email at jamie.m.wilson34.civ@us.navy.mil. Thank you.